Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Chong Snow with a zero, not a no, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and you can watch us on ESPN975.com. Just go to live stream, and there we are.
I just got my 10 questions from Ken Hoffman.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to be, it's going to be interesting. You'll pick up a bunch of new fans. Like the old, there's like some old ladies that read Culture Map that will like you now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll pick those
up. That's good. That's what I need.
But, I was too long-winded on mine, but he asked me questions that I couldn't answer easily.
You know, right.
It's like...
Well, he told me, listen, this is what it says.
Okay.
He says, be funny or irreverent or serious, whatever strikes you. Just one or two paragraphs each, please. What?
Well, see, when I did that, he called it a novel. One of them was four paragraphs because it was very in-depth. But everything else, I kept to one or two paragraphs. Did he already give you the questions?
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious how you'll answer them now.
He says, you want me to read you one of the questions?
Yeah, let's hear a couple. I think people want to know.
Your show is known for going off in wild directions sometimes. Do you plan a show or just let it happen? Is he asking if we like map out how the show is going to go, or is he asking if I prep for a show? Because those are two different answers.
Well, see, and that's not an easy answer. That's not one I could answer like right off the top of my head, because it's both. We prepare a show, but then we let it go where it goes.
Yeah.
And that's not easy to explain to somebody, at least not for me.
Just type while Fred's talking and send these to Ken.
No, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
But I mean, that's not an easy one to explain to me, because there is both a science and an art to what we do. And the science end of it is planning and knowing what you're doing and going over all the stories that might be interesting. And then the art form is recognizing when to get away from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's one of the things that I think we do really well on this show. And that, and I think it's a surprise for some people who fill in, who don't do that. And it's not as easy as it sounds. I just think we make it sound easy.
Yeah.
But how do you put that into an answer?
I'm really awesome at my job.
Just say, I'm a badass. That's the end of it. Yeah. I do both. Suck it.
Yeah.
That would be my response.
Okay. That's that. Thank you. You just made this whole thing easier.
Yeah. But see, but that's the problem. I can't answer a question like that without going into the stuff I just went into.
Right.
And that's because, you know, you're always trying to give people insight when they ask you questions. I mean, people don't ask you questions.
Because, listen, as someone who interviews people all the time, the last thing I want is like some sort of stock, like,
yeah,
lame answer.
But I feel like when people ask us questions, then I owe it to them to try to give them as...
To try to make it interesting.
Yeah, and not just, you know, so how'd you get into radio? Needed a job.
Yeah.
That's... I feel like people deserve more than that. Anything else interesting on there?
What else did he have on there? How about, it's called work because it's work. I think your best talent is you make your job seem like fun. Is it fun or work for you? I think that tells you how good I am at my job, because if I make it seem like it's just fun... In my head, it's all work. Everything is work.
See, I feel like it's both. It's a job, but it's...
I mean, listen, it's way better than other jobs I've had. You know, working on oil rigs and being a...
Carrying a rifle around, yeah, defending your country.
Being a friggin' infantryman. There's way more fun to be had doing this. And there's air conditioning.
Sometimes.
Sometimes there's air conditioning. But of course it's work.
Yeah, I think...
You think I want to be here right now or at home watching TV and drinking beer? Well, I mean, what do you want it to be?
Well, I mean, I couldn't be home drinking beer if I didn't have this job.
No, that's true.
So
but that's work.
It is and it is. No, it's a job, but it's not work. for me. I have fun with this. I'm entertained by it. You guys make me laugh. I love the listeners. The sports map stuff is work. And that, while I enjoy it, that's a job. There's no question.
Yeah.
That is actual work. Bo. Danny says, planning the show and letting it go where it goes is like a football draft. You can plan, but the draft goes where it goes. That's a pretty good description. So we've got the 15th pick. We have in mind what we want. Okay, all those guys are gone. What now?
Yeah.
It's not bad. Getting back to the Keuchel thing, Christina, who for some reason will not call the Blue Jays blue, says they can use Keuchel, LOL.
What do you mean she won't call the Blue Jays
she
blue?
She just leaves the Lou part out of it.
Oh, she calls the Lou part?
Yeah,
the Lou part. She calls them the BJs?
Yeah.
All right.
So.
And, yeah, I mean, I'm sure Dallas Keuchel will push the BJs all the way to the playoffs, right?
Okay. Good luck. But even that, let's assume for a minute, I'll play along for just a second, even though I think it's silly.
So Vlad Guerrero Jr., will the will they give him up?
No, they're not giving up Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Dallas Keuchel's an established Cy Young winning pitcher.
Here's your Jays, 6 games under 500 right now in the hunt for nothing. But they also,
by the way, in a division where they have zero chance of coming back and winning. Because right. The two teams at the top of that division.
Your best hope is, well, I mean, there's no way you're even getting a wild card, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's say you do. And that team winds up playing you in the one game wild card because you'll wind up losing to the Mariners.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's...
It doesn't make sense for anyone.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess that technically couldn't happen. But the reality is you don't want to trade them to somebody who you might wind up playing.
No.
But I digress. And they're definitely in sell mode because I've seen a lot of talk about them trying to trade Josh Donaldson.
Right.
Which I think... That's a guy who, if I'm the Astros, I'm looking at that as opposed to, oh, I'm going to get rid of Dallas Keuchel. Wouldn't mind have Josh Donaldson come DH if he's healthy.
I mean, worst thing in the world.
No, last year, he was still pretty good last year. He hasn't been good this year because he's been hurt. But you get that guy, give me 85% of last year, that offense gets a boost.
Yeah.
And it's 1 year because he's gone at the end of the year. But... Ask me again on July 1st. I really don't care right now.
That's when baseball starts for Fred.
Yeah, yeah. Then I'll start talking about some of this stuff. Hey, guys, but right now I'm willing to talk about Texans Can Academies because, listen, this is a really good place. And now the school's out, they got to look ahead to next year. And now's the time for you to jump in because they change lives. They graduate thinkers. And that makes us all better. And what they do is they take in kids that dropped out of other schools. A lot of these are really good kids that had to get jobs to support their families or for a variety of reasons. And then they work around whatever those problems were. And so many of them go on and graduate. A bunch of them just did. And they go on and become important members of our community. And we need more people like that. And that's why they need your donation. And by your donation, they just mean a vehicle. It can be a car, a truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, doesn't matter. If it's running, doesn't matter if it has flood damage. If it's just been sitting in your garage and you're thinking, man, I'm going to fix it up or I'm going to sell it, and you just never got around to it, well, donate it because they'll come tow it free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax-deductible. So on next year's taxes, you're going to get a nice little break. And if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call. Be the next Blitzer to step up. So many of you have. It's so easy. 713-225-4226. And it doesn't matter where you are. You can be over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, Vidor, China, any of those places. They're going to come tow it free of charge. 713-225-4226 or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid. And we are back. On the Blitz, 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple things from Twitter that I didn't get around to. Somebody asked, what do you think about Terrence Crawford? I love Terrence Crawford.
I like him a lot.
And I think he's close to being a pay-per-view kind of guy, but he's going to need that signature win. And I love his future. So he's a guy I like a lot. And Lamont asked earlier about... I know this off topic, but can you explain what does long-form journalism mean in print? I would just think of magazine articles is basically where long-form journalism is today. And they tried to do that with Bill Simmons' site. The problem with that was, and I think the reason why it kind of came up short was, and I can't remember the name of the damn site now. What was Bill Simmons' ESPN site? The Undefeated's the new one, but it was, why am I blanking? Grantland,
yeah.
The problem with it was it was not, you know, a story, just a long story is not long-form journalism. Sometimes it's called overwriting and being self-indulgent, and I think that's what happened there. So many of those stories were just on and on and on and on, and they weren't edited. And I still see some. None of us have time for this anymore. So if you're going to write something, it needs to be really compelling. And I think USA Today had like three very long stories today, which would I wouldn't quite call long form, but close. And of the three, the only, you know, like one of them was a list of NHL free agents, which is going to be long. So you don't have to read the whole thing. You pick out the names you see on there, which a couple of Leafs on that list, too, which is not good. But the other one was on this free agent class next year in baseball and how it's fallen off, and kind of referenced that earlier in the show. And it is kind of interesting because, remember, a lot of teams last year were saying, oh, we're going to save our money for next year. We're going to save our money for next year. And Machado and Harper getting paid. You're talking about 25-year-old guys that are at top of their games. And
by the way, there's people who will say, oh, well, what's, you know, Bryce Harper's having a horrible season, which Bryce Harper's currently hitting .228.
Yeah, I mean, but he's still got a bunch of homers and RBIs.
It doesn't matter because people have seen before what he can do. He's a career .280-something hitter. The guy can hit the ball over the fence. He's going to get paid.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about him at all. And I think when you look at, like I said, I think his power numbers are still there. And there's not a team in the league that's, well, not a team in the league that has money that won't make a play for that guy. And you pay him. And as they pointed out, this is probably the best names that we've seen available in free agency since Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
And maybe Albert Pujols belongs in that conversation.
Yeah, it's easy to forget him because he signed a mega deal somewhere else, and he's just never been the same player.
Yeah, but at the time, he was...
It was a big deal.
And he got a huge contract. But a lot of guys who could opt out probably won't. Because, like, Clayton Kershaw was set to... He could opt out, but he's also got a ton of money left that they're paying him. And if he stays hurt all year, are you gonna do that?
Right.
At his age? And I can't find the story now, which is pissing me off. But but there were a couple other people they mentioned like that would have been able to opt out if they thought they'd make more money. And I think you look at Moustakas, that's a little bit of a... that's a little bit of a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Because that's a guy who had a career high in homers. Phone never rang. He winds up re-signing 1-year deal with the Royals. And he's still hitting home runs.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, he's having a great year. And it wouldn't shock me if somebody pays him next year because it's just a matter of when you become a free agent, what the market is. And last year, the market was awful. This year, I don't know if the market will be considerably better, but...
Well, and here's okay, I found the names. So, Matt Harvey, 3 years ago. Yeah. So, okay, let's scratch him off, the guys.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw, back on the DL now. He was expected to opt out of his contract, but he's still got $65 million owed to him through 2020. Do you opt out of that?
No.
Considering what the market's like? So, he's probably not on the market. Keuchel, we mentioned. David Price is healthy and pitching well, but he has $127 million remaining on his Boston Red Sox contract over the next 4 years. He's not going to opt out.
I don't think so either.
Now, Charlie Morton might wind up getting paid.
Yeah.
Gio Gonzalez.
Especially if he can stay healthy for the rest of the
season. Yeah, Gio Gonzalez is another guy who might wind up getting paid. But here's another name that we just talked about, Josh Donaldson. .234 with 5 homers this year.
Yeah, that ain't good.
So now I think he'll get healthy and be fine. Moustakas is another guy on that list. Zach Britton. How about this? Greg Holland.
Yeah.
He's pitched 13 and a third innings this year. So, you know, and Andrew Miller even. Same thing. You're going to pay him a bunch after he's having all kinds of health problems?
Yeah.
The other name that I think will get paid.
Charlie Blackman's on that list too, isn't he?
Did you mention him? Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
But he signed a 6-year extension.
Oh, he's extended. Yeah. You're right.
Okay. So he's not going anywhere.
Andrew Miller is on that list.
Yeah, I just mentioned him.
Okay.
You obviously were ignoring me.
I was. I'm trying to think if there's any other Craig Kimbrell I can think of.
Is going to get paid.
Cody Allen, the other Indians pitcher, the Indians reliever, he's a free agent. There's a ton of them this year. There's a lot.
Yeah, but I a lot of the names that you thought were going to get paid a bunch of money may not.
They may not.
Now, of course, they're looking ahead to next year's class.
Like, here's a good one. Is Brian Dozier going to get paid big money? Like, it's hard for me to picture someone going, you know what? Brian Dozier, let's give that dude big bucks. I mean,
it used to be you never knew. Somebody would surprise you by overpaying for somebody.
Yeah.
So here's your 2020 class. Madison Bumgarner.
All right.
Chris Sale. Justin Verlander. Garrett Cole.
So it's good for pitching.
Yeah, good for pitching. Nolan Arenado. That's pretty good. Paul Goldschmidt.
Okay.
I love that guy. I think
he
may be one of the most underrated players in baseball. So Xander Bogaerts, Didi Gregorius, Anthony Rendon.
Oh, he's a good ball player.
That'll be a pretty good class, too. But, that was kind of a nice way of saying, okay, that was sort of a long-form story that was worth reading. But it's so hard to keep people's attention in long-form journalism anymore unless it's something really compelling. Because even I, who appreciate the art form, spend a lot more time reading shorter stories.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like
when things take more than 3 minutes.
Yeah. Now, the 3-paragraph stories that the Chronicle puts out there and tries to make you click on, I'm not about that. But that's why I kind of tell people 500 words on Sports Map is a good length, 500 to 800, because you'll get people's attention if it's interesting, and you can say everything you need to say in that. Now, it's a little bit different what we do. We're doing a lot more commentary than we are features and news, but we're doing some of that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to remind you, if you you can listen to us on both ESPN 97.5 and on Sports Map 94.1. So just check them both out, see which one is best for you. And I want to thank everybody again for keeping the ratings where they are.
For tuning in wherever you tune in.
Yeah, I mean, we love that you guys listen. And, and I've got a pitch out to the powers that be to do something really special for the listeners. So stay tuned to that. Stay tuned for that.
Get in bed with Fred. We've had that.
No, we're not going to do the get in bed with Fred.
Oh.
Not unless you're really drunk. But I want to do something for the people. So we'll let you know about that. I want to do a listener appreciation thing. And thanks to John for putting the Marlies and Texas Stars game on for me. Game 6 of the Calder Cup. Marlies up 3-2. It's basically the baby Leafs versus the baby Stars. So we'll have probably 3 of these guys on the Leafs will be up next year.
The Texas Stars, or is that the
Dallas Stars? Yeah,
that's the Austin team, right?
No, I think they're right outside of Dallas. Actually, it's kind of cool because the Marlies are in Toronto with the Leafs, and the Stars, I think they're in like Allen. I could be wrong.
No, Texas Stars, Cedar Park, Texas, okay. Right outside of Austin.
Okay,
yeah, so, I've been to that arena before for MMA fights.
Ah. So, yeah, they're playing for the championship here.
Look at them.
Two teams that the Stars are really disappointing this year, and the Leafs disappointed me because I thought they'd get farther.
You thought they could do something.
Yeah, I should give up. I was 3 years old the last time they won a cup. I don't know why I even try anymore.
That's not how I've gotten with Buffalo, with the Bills. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
All right, guys.
Lamont had asked something. Do you guys think John and Lance will eventually surpass us in the ratings because they're trending up? And I said, listen, we're not going to be number one forever. Like, the fact that we've done it, we've been number one all of 2018 so far is pretty ridiculous when you think about it. Somebody's going to pass us.
It's unprecedented for this station. It's unprecedented for this company. And, yeah, at some point.
When it happens, I hope John and Lance are the ones who pass us. Because I'd love to keep it in the house. And then I hope that we beat them the next book.
Well, the thing is, when you look at the gap between our two shows and everybody else's, it's substantial. And that's, I think, I'm biased, but I think those are the two best shows on radio. I love John and Lance. And I think Joel and Barry's show is really good, too. I enjoy that one. And there's no surprise to me that those are 1, 2, 3. But I mean, we know how this works. It's going to, at some point, it's gonna flip. But I, you know, when that happens, I'll congratulate them. Say, okay, let's see you do it five months in a row. So, all right, I got to tell you about Eros Medical Group. And you guys have heard me talk about them going in tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And listen, what I like about these guys, and you hear a lot of ED folks on the station. And yeah, when I first met them, I said, man, I'm fine. I don't really need much help. And then I went in there and did their regenerative medicine. I got to tell you, it makes all the difference in the world. And when you get to be my age, you know, these are things that you need to think about. And maybe you don't even realize that things aren't as good as they were until you go and talk to them, and then you find out, hey, they can help. And if you're younger and you're having problems, there's a lot of things that can cause it, man. Stress, all kinds of stuff. Well, go to Eros Medical Group because they can help you with that. They can help you with low T, hair loss, and certainly erectile dysfunction if you're having any kind of problems there. And I know it's hard to go and say, you know what, this isn't working as well. But when you meet with these guys, whether it's Shane or Sean or Dr. Ike, man, they take an interest in their patients. It's not like you're going to see doctors. You're going to see friends. And Shane's been through it. Dr. Ike is terrific. Sean's terrific, man. They're going to work with you. They're going to customize your plan. They're going to find out what works best for you. And they're going to make it fun. They've got a man cave that's going to be ready this week. It's going to have flat screen sports games. They're going to have a Thursday night poker night. How about that? And, guys, if you need help, call them today. 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. That's 713-263-EROS, in case you were curious. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com, and they will make a difference in your life. They've already made a difference in mine. Give them a call today, 713-263-3767. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek god.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Steaks and Bluetooth. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Quick, I don't know if you saw this, but breeding rights to justify $75 million. So they're probably going to get about $100,000 a pop.
For what?
For Justify's.
Oh, boy. What a life. Good for him.
That's the life I'd like to lead.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a sire.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, get paid. Yeah, I wouldn't demand that much.
They were talking about that American Pharoah, like what his life is.
Yeah.
So because if he has sex too much, he could tire himself out. He doesn't want to do that. So he only has sex for like 6 months out of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the breeding season.
So for the rest of the only other things he does in his whole life, besides have sex, is sleep, eat, and run around in a field. At his will, at his family. Like, there's nobody like on him with a whip.
And,
like,
man, you should see the stalls that those kind of horses live in. They're better than some apartments I've lived in.
Yeah, he's living the dream. I guess that's like, it's like being Derek Jeter. I guess if you're a great professional athlete, that's how it works. But,
well, I'm sure there's women out there who want their kids to grow up to be writers and radio guys.
Yeah.
I probably could get, I don't know, $50 a pop. Maybe 100. I guess I'm too old though to go to that sperm place that used to advertise. It's like, yeah, I'll go. Just give me a magazine, I'll be good. Did you see this? Congratulations to Galveston County, my home county. A Galveston County man is accused of using a lawnmower to fling gravel at his roommate, her 9-year-old daughter, and her ex-husband. Johnny DeWitt Manning, 72, is charged with injury to a child, criminal mischief, which is one of my favorites, and assault. Cell phone video exists of the incident. The woman and her daughter had painful face injuries. He basically ran his lawnmower over rocks to go after the three of them. The woman's ex-husband told authorities that Manning does not like him, and he was there to drop off his ex and her daughter. And the best way to describe the way this guy looks, remember the preacher from Poltergeist?
That's a pretty good call. Yeah, that is a good description.
Yeah. He certainly looks like a guy who would take his lawnmower and throw rocks at somebody.
Yeah.
But he's out of the Santa Fe jail on bond. He was arrested, and once in custody, authorities claimed he made a spontaneous admission that he had committed the acts and would do so again if he had the chance. Okay. Well, you, at least he admitted it.
Well, what's the penalty?
It doesn't say. I mean, it's not that bad. It's,
it doesn't seem like such a major crime.
No, but you know, if you are trying to hurt somebody, he's out on
that's true. Okay.
But he'll do it again if he gets a chance. I think if I'm the roommate, I might want to find another roommate. I think we've all had roommates that we weren't fond of. I don't think I ever had one. Well, I don't want to say that because I had a fairly crazy young lady one time that did a bunch of weird stuff. So never mind. Scratch that. Another article I wanted to get to that I've been wanting to get to for a few days and just hasn't happened. You wouldn't think of a peacock as like a dangerous animal. I mean, they're pretty, right? That's what you have them out there for.
Yeah, but they are feisty.
Apparently.
One chased my wife at the Austin Zoo.
Well, apparently if you live in British Columbia in the Sullivan Heights neighborhood of Surrey, they have there's more than 100 of them that are terrorizing the neighborhood.
That's too many.
Apparently what happened was when it was far less developed, a resident took it upon himself to recreationally farm the animals. Then he moved out of the area, but the birds remained. And now humans are sharing the neighborhood with them. The birds began disrupting aspects of daily life. One family couldn't use their front door because the birds set up a nest on their stoop. I don't know about you, but I'm kicking those damn birds off. Maybe they're mean, but I think me and a baseball bat do a little damage. I'll get them off my porch.
That'll work.
Yeah. But now they're doing property damage. They're attacking dark-colored luxury cars with their beaks. And they catch the sight of their own reflections and mistake them for other peacocks.
That's why I keep my truck dirty all the time.
So, apparently, this has become a real problem. And I don't know that you can actually kill them. They have, and there's not really a predator there. So maybe, I don't know what you would let loose on peacocks.
How about just a dog?
Like a Rottweiler or something? They do some damage.
Like I feel like my dog could do some damage. Like if
the peacocks are pretty big though. I mean, especially if they've been around that long, they can.
Yeah, but they're big. But how can they, I mean, what can they do to a dog?
I can peck the hell out of them if they can do damage to a car with their beaks.
Yeah. So guess what happens if you peck my dog? My dog's going to bite you.
And then one of the other five peacock families start pecking him.
No,
they gang up on him.
I think my dog can win in a fight.
Against five of them?
Against five peacocks.
Okay. I'd be interested to see that.
Because I feel like one solid bite on the neck kills a peacock, right?
You would think.
Or at least damages them enough that they're out of the fight.
Yeah, but you also have to, you got to chew down a little bit. You got to make sure you're disabling the peacock. And while you're doing that, the other peacocks are hitting you. And they got those claws. They got those peacock claws.
How much does a full-grown peacock weigh?
That's a good question. It does not say that here.
I'll give it to you here.
All right.
If it's an Indian peafowl, 13 pounds is the
okay, I don't know if it's an Indian, like Indian.
It's either a green peafowl, a Indian peafowl, or a Congo peafowl.
I do not know if it is Indian. I don't know what kind, but it's
13 pounds. Let's just say right, that's the biggest, 13 pounds.
All right, and how much does your dog weigh, like 50, 60?
78 pounds,
okay. So five peacocks, one dog, about the same weight.
I like her chances. I really do.
Mine's a little old. She still can be very vicious when she wants to attack something. And, I mean, she's got when she locks her jaws on something, forget it.
Right.
But she's also old. So I'm saying
three. My dog's only. But this is today's the Facebook reminded me. It's the 2 year anniversary of when I got my dog.
Okay. So what, about so, five?
No, she's. She was three and a half months when I got
her. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah, mine's 10 now, I think.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's old to be fighting a bunch of peacocks.
Yeah, I mean, she's still in pretty good shape, but. Yeah,
maybe she might be in two peacock shape. And
yeah,
not five.
I think two,
shape.
Three peacocks. She's right at 68 pounds, and you know she's pretty. When she's mean, she can. I mean, there was one day where she attacked this poor little dog that messed with her, and like I couldn't pull her off. It was so bad. But the other peacocks would do some damage. So I'm going to say 2.5, over under 2.5 peacocks for my dog.
Okay.
I found a 210-pound peacock.
What?
Yeah, his name is Brad.
I just want this show to be over. This is why this is work.
See,
this is work now. You just made it work, Jong. I was having fun, and now it's work.
I'm having a blast.
Ugh.
See, but how many peacocks could you take?
Oof.
Now, without a weapon's one thing. You give me a baseball bat, I'll take on the whole thing.
I can go for days. Yeah,
but
they are like the way they stick their feathers out and they like charge at you. It is intimidating, and I feel like if I fell down, it could get ugly.
Right, you'd have to stay on your feet. No ground game against the peacocks.
No, you'd have to be straight kickboxing.
Yeah, and you're like, I think you're front kicking every one of them one after another.
That's the move.
See how far you can get them. And maybe put yourself into a corner where you can't get more than one at a time.
Yeah.
That would be the...
Or kill one, like break its neck, and then start swinging it.
Yeah,
at the
you
other
could use that as a weapon.
Neck.
That'd probably be my first thought. But first, I would just kick them.
Would you rather fight a peacock or a flamingo?
Probably... who has the bigger body? Because I want a bigger target to kick.
Because flamingos are just... They're bigger birds in general, right?
I think so, yeah. I'd probably go peacock, but yeah, I need them to have whoever has the largest body is my best target to kick. So that's what I want.
Flamingos only weigh 8 pounds. Okay. 8.8 pounds.
Give me a flamingo because I can front kick an 8 pound thing.
And
a
they
long
have so
way.
Much neck that they would be really easy to kill. What I will tell you, you don't ever want to fight an ostrich.
No, those are too big.
Too big and too powerful, and they'll headbutt you like they those are and emus. Those are nasty, also.
Yeah, I don't want any part of an emu. I don't really want to fight any of these things, but if I have to, yeah, give me the peacock.
Yep. All right, guys, your kids are on summer break, which is it's good news for them, but it sucks for your carpets. All the extra foot traffic, it's leaving your carpets full of dirt, pollen, other allergens. Get a jump on summer cleaning right now, today, with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning Summer Special for a limited time. They'll come out. They'll clean 3 rooms for $100 and they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they leave behind a bunch of water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals. It's going to trap dirt and allergens. It'll make your family sick. It's not how it works for Dirt Free. They go chemical free with Dirt Free. They've got the best technology in the game and they've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here with me on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean those 3 rooms for $100 and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Zumos, family owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont, Texas. And Zumos has great boudin. They have great party time sausage. As a matter of fact, when the wife got back in town Saturday, we didn't have any food, or so she said. And I said, oh no, we got some Zumos. So I had Zumos for dinner on Saturday. It was awesome. And the party time sausage recipe has been passed down from generation to generation for over 100 years. And made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine southern taste. And they've been a top seller throughout southeast Texas for a long time. Beaumont, you guys know all about them. Port Arthur, everybody over there. They've been in Houston for a while now. If you haven't tried them yet, I promise you, you're going to love everything that they make. Different flavors on all of them. Party Time sausage is my favorite. The boudin is terrific. Z-U-M-M-O-S, Zumos. You can get them at Fiesta, you can get them at Kroger, and you can get them at H-E-B. All kinds of ways you can use them. You can do cookouts, family gatherings, or just a quick meal like we did Saturday night. Made a little party time sausage with rice, and it was a great, great dinner. Check them out, your local grocery stores. Just look for Zumos. That's Z-U-M-M-O-S, Zumos.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, so we don't have a lot of time left. I actually found a story I'm already putting on tomorrow's list that we need to talk about. About involving teammates and things going too far with the spouses. But, yeah.
Wait, you mean like trying to hook up with spouses?
Nope. It's a really weird story. So we'll save it for tomorrow. So I'm going to tease ahead because I want to do Hey Man Bleep That.
Well, we don't have time to do that. I mean, we've got time for you to do one, but we don't have time for the whole squad. John, did you hear Jong say 3 minutes?
Okay. Well, I'll make it quick. Mine will be really quick.
Okay.
I love Tiger Woods. I want Tiger Woods to do well. Golf people, please stop making Tiger Woods everything. Like, I saw the ad for the U.S. Open. Oh, here's Tiger Woods. He'll be at the U.S. Open.
Okay. To be fair, you're saying golf people stop trying to make him everything, but I don't think that's real golf people. That's TV executives trying to
get... Golf people do it, too. Like, the golf guy for USA Today wrote a, like, 40-inch story on the 2008 U.S. Open and Tiger Woods.
Because...
It was 10 years ago. It was his last major.
Because they know that's the only way for people to be interested.
Yeah, I know, and I get that, but stop trying to force it. Let him actually do something. That's all I'm saying. If he does, I'd be the first one waving the flag for him.
I mean, listen, this is like saying,
I want to see T.O. play again. Come on.
It's just the point of it is, no, I don't think anyone cares about golf if he's... Well, I mean, there's hardcores who do.
Yeah.
But it's just like casual guys don't care about MMA if they're not watching Conor McGregor.
Right.
Tiger Woods is Conor McGregor.
Yeah, except Conor McGregor's still better than Tiger Woods at this stage. He could get back in the ring and back in the octagon.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But or like John, you know, Anderson Silva, someone like that. You know, like there's just
he's you know what you he is? Nope. Here it is. He's Chuck Liddell.
That's really fair.
Okay.
That's really fair. People will still want to see him even though they know it's never going to be like what it was, but they still want to see it. You know, and it's hard to fault them. I feel the same way about Tiger.
Honestly, I don't care about any other golfers, and I want him to win. I'm just so tired of this forced narrative that he's back somehow. He's not. All right, sorry you guys didn't have time for yours, but that's
all right. Man, yours was great.
That. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. Great job today, Jong Lee. Great job today, A.J. Hoffman. Pretty good job today for me. We're going to keep it rolling tomorrow with a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and like I said, tune in early for a story about really screwed up spouses. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.